possible methods to neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines. The governments worldwide and the mainstream media are not letting go their need for their vaccine rollout. Further lockdowns will be blamed on the new variants and the unvaccinated. The dividing of society is already underway. Satan is not original in the ways he causes hate and divide. Obviously, almost a million people in the UK have experienced one or more vaccine adverse reactions from the COVID vaccinations, and the deaths stand at over 1,000, even though they are all labeled as coincidence. These murderers and co-conspirators are still prising forward with their depopulation agenda to an unsuspecting public. While the deaths may only be small in the context of their plan, who knows how many millions of COVID-vaccinated people will die over the coming months and years. Looking for possible ways to neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines, look no further than the suggestions in this article. This is a useful article on possible ways to neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines. Article copyright, The Real Truth Network. I believe that there are affiliate links already within the article. With the current irrational push to vaccinate the planet against COVID-19, a virus that has a 99.9% recovery rate, we feel it is important to discuss practical ways to detox and neutralize damage that is being done by these untested mRNA vaccines. Interestingly, here in our home state of Tennessee, the COVID mortality rate has tripled, even though we lead the USA in vaccination rate. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Logical thinkers would deduce that the vaccine is responsible, sort of like when we see obesity rise and populations that eat lots of ice cream. But the irrational and illogical mainstream media and medical mafia will undoubtedly blame anti-vaxxers for the increase in deaths, which makes as much sense as blaming vegans for the increase in heart disease in people who eat hot dogs every day. But let's not get distracted by the facts or by logic. Despite the $4.5 billion in damages awarded by the vaccine court since 1986, even though the Supreme Court described vaccines as unavoidably unsafe in 2011, despite package inserts which prove that most vaccines contain known carcinogens and chemicals that cause neurological damage, those who dare to question vaccines are evil. They are dangerous. They must be blamed for the deaths of those who are vaccinated. They must be censored at all costs. Okay, enough sarcasm. In all seriousness, this information might save someone's life, so we wanted to share with you. It was provided by a physician who wishes to remain anonymous. The goal of this research is to help the body recover from damage and detoxify, stabilize, and cleanse the toxic ingredients from the body, including hydrogels, luciferase, and nanobots, as well as silence the messenger RNA, mRNA, contained in the COVID vaccine. What is mRNA? Messenger RNA, mRNA, mediates the transfer of genetic information from the cell nucleus to ribosomes and the cytoplasm, where it serves as a template for protein synthesis. Huh? I know, this sounds like a bunch of scientific gobbledygook, so let me translate for you. We are made of cells. Each cell contains millions of proteins. The instructions for making proteins are written in a cell's DNA in the form of genes, which build proteins via transcription, rewriting the DNA sequence in the form of mRNA, and translation, decoding the mRNA and building the protein. So, if the COVID vaccine uses mRNA to change your genetic code, then the key to preventing damage would logically be to interfere with the translation of the message, right? Voila! The RNA interference system, RNAi, is a mechanism by which cells control gene expression by shutting off translation of mRNA. RNAi can also be used to shut down translation of viral proteins when a cell is infected by a virus. The RNAi system also has the potential to be exploited therapeutically when and can prevent the viral RNA from replicating. Below are the top 5 recommended substances to neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines, mRNA, in no particular order. I have added Amazon purchase links below if you wish to order the following products online, or you can go to your local health food store. 1. Iodine. Neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines with essential mineral, iodine, which is used by the thyroid gland to make thyroid hormones that control many functions in the body, including growth and development, repairing damaged cells and supporting a healthy metabolism. Because your body does not produce iodine, it needs to be supplied in the diet. Iodine can also be used to detoxify toxic compounds and strongly increases the mRNA decay rate. 2.3 Dietary iodine also controls its own absorption through regulation of the sodium, iodide, NIS, symporter, 4.5, which protects the functions of the thyroid gland. 2. Zinc. Neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines with zinc, which enables the body to make proteins and DNA, contributes to wound healing, and plays a role in childhood growth and development. It also has antioxidant properties and plays an important role in cell-mediated immune function and modulates mRNA levels of cytokines. 7. Zinc has been shown to regulate gene transcription in cancer cells. Plus, zinc globally down-regulates microRNA expression and key enzymes and proteins necessary for microRNA maturation and stability. 8. Lastly, zinc finger protein serrate is among the plant compounds that may silence mRNA. 3. Quercetin. Neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines with quercetin, a flavonoid with multiple proven health benefits to both man and animals, displays a plethora of biological activities. Quercetin-treated neutrophils exhibited a remarkable suppression in mRNA expression of various pro-inflammatory genes. 10. One of the lesser-known and recently discovered roles of quercetin is modulation of microRNA, mRNA, expression, which plays a vital role in health and disease. 4. Supercharge C60. Nanocarbon-activated charcoal. Neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines with carbon-60, C60. This naturally occurring molecule is comprised of 60 carbon atoms forming something that looks like a hollow soccer ball. The scientific name for C60 is buckminsterferrin, and it is the only molecule of a single element to form a spherical cage, and it may be the most powerful antioxidant yet known, performing the antioxidant action of superoxide dismutase, glutathione, catalase, and COQ10. Over the past 13 years, the supercharged C60 fullerene molecule has been examined, tested and characterized by no less than 15 universities and 5 federally certified research laboratories, resulting in more than 600 evaluations. There has also been considerable positive research conducted regarding supercharged C60 potential uses in electromagnetic field, EMF, absorption. The supercharged C60 molecule is a nanocarbon material that exhibits incredibly potent antioxidant properties that may augment the body's ability to manage oxidative stress in both healthy and diseased states. Studies indicate that carbon nanocarriers can deliver small interfering RNA, siRNA, and enable a myriad of plant biotechnology mRNA applications, 12 internalize into cells and subsequent gene silencing efficiency, 13 and are critical for efficient gene knockdown. 5. PQQ, pyrrolecanol and quinine. Neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines with pyrrolecanol and quinone, PQQ, a powerful antioxidant and cellular energy booster that works to support the health of your energy-producing mitochondria, protecting them from oxidative damage, even helping you grow new mitochondria. 15. PQQ is actually the only nutrient on Earth known to be capable of generating new mitochondria. PQQ is contained in fruits and vegetables and in human breast milk and is a plant growth factor and bacterial cofactor. Studies have shown that PQQ disodium salt, bio-PQQTM, has positive effects on cognitive function and may have a protective effect on UVA radiation-induced aging. Conclusion. As pressure to be vaccinated for COVID mounts, it will be vital to discover methods to neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines, especially for those who are required to be vaccinated due to employer requirements or other reasons. In summary, the 5 substances discussed above are as follows, along with links to recommended sources. Iodine, amsn.2weblink. Zinc, amsn.2weblink. Quercetin, amsn.2weblink. Supercharge C60, globalelink.com web link. PQQ, Amazon.to web link. I also heard Dr. Sherry Tenpenny say on a podcast that CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, is an important supplement to take if vaccinated, Amazon.to web link. Also, water-only fasting, for 1 week, has been shown to repair DNA damage in silence for an mRNA. And taking full-spectrum hemp extract is another excellent suggestion due to the positive effects on our endocannabinoid system, which regulate almost every internal function. We take this organic hemp extract every day. Very high quality and the most powerful CBD products around can be found at the following website, CTFO. They are non-GMO, organic and pesticide-free, alternativehealingandhealth.com web link. Interestingly, Merck abandoned development of 2 COVID vaccines, saying that after extensive research it was concluded that the shots offered less protection than just contracting the virus itself and developing natural antibodies. On January 25, they announced that the vaccines generated an inferior immune system response in comparison with natural infection. Recently, a CNA nursing home whistleblower went public and shared his experience that seniors are dying like flies after taking their COVID-19 jabs. 19. Sadly, these seniors are being required to take vaccines for a virus that updated CDC analysis shows is actually less dangerous than living. I was listening to a podcast at the Sargent Report and it was very fascinating. They talked about how zeolite could possibly rid the body of the dangerous spike proteins found in the COVID inoculations. Negatively charged zeolite works like a magnet, trapping positively charged toxins such as lead, mercury, arsenic, cadmium and many more, and carries them out of the body within hours, and since the spike proteins are positively charged it's believed they could be removed as well. I posted their podcast below and also a link to where you can purchase this amazing product as well. The zeolite and optilolite helps remove heavy metals and positively charged toxins and volatile organic compounds including aluminum, lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, radioactive metals, nitrosamines, bisphenol A, toluene, benzene, pesticides, herbicides. The Sargent Report explains the zeolite removal of spike proteins. www.bitchute.com web link. Order, get your first order for $5 when you go on a monthly auto ship, you can cancel at any time. bodywise.takeitinside.com web link. More info on zeolite clinoptilolite here, bodywise.thegetinside.com web link. I'm hearing that rock rose T. cystis incanus can bind to the spike proteins in the vaccines and remove them from the body. I am looking for more information on this. In the meantime, the tea won't hurt you, you can purchase at Amazon. Amazon.to web link. Non-COVID vaccine detox kits sold here. bit.ly web link. Click herbal remedies at the top of the page, then look for the vaccine detox herbal extract. For more information about the COVID vaccines, click here. TheralTruthNetwork.wordpress.com web link. Source for article, tetradaboutvaccines.com. Check out their cancer information, very powerful. From Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. I have bombshell information for you today about pine needle tea and its chemical constituents, and how one of them, shikimic acid, is actually used to manufacture Tamiflu, the anti-influenza drug. Through a series of science papers I show you today, you'll see how pine needle tea can halt blood clots and protect the body from respiratory infections and harmful blood platelet aggregation. That article states, there is a potential antidote to the current spike protein contagion which is called cerumen. It's found in many forests around the world, in pine needles. Cerumen has inhibitory effects against components of the coagulation cascade and against the inappropriate replication and modification of RNA and DNA. Excessive coagulation causes blood clots, mini clots, strokes, and unusually heavy menstrual cycles. Pine needle tea is one of the most potent antioxidants there is, and it's known to treat cancer, inflammation, stress and depression, pain and respiratory infections. Pine tea also kills parasites. Mike also shows you how to make your own pine needle tea using an espresso machine. It's all in the following article. www.naturalnews.com web link. Pine penis, cinnamon, shikimic acid, and how to make your own pine needle herbal tea. bit.ly web link. There are some various pine needle products at Amazon. I suggest shopping around. I will post any pine needle products here if I find some. Amazon. Here is a great article I found at the Freedom Articles on pine needle, cinnamon. She has lots of great info. Check it out here. Is this a possible COVID vaccine antidote? Sources for pine needles. There is one primary American supplier, Etsy, for the pine needles, besides harvesting your own, that I'm aware of at this point, with three quality listings, each from a different East Coast wildcrafter. www.etsy.com web link. www.etsy.com web link. www.etsy.com web link. Here is a main reference link for new wildcrafters when they post their harvests. www.etsy.com web link. Dosage, 3 cups per day or more of any desired strength, based on the quantity of needles added to a French press or teapot, with an approximate 1-3 tablespoons of needles per cup of near-boiling water. This is a maintenance health-building dose. Stronger amounts of needles to water can be used therapeutically. If it feels too acidic, due to the vitamin C, for your system, moderate the quantity and complement the tea with alkalizing food and dark green herbs or sea vegetables. How to make hydroxychloroquine? Another recipe to try. Use the peelings of 3 grapefruits and 5 lemons, best to be all organic. Bring to a boil 2 liters of the cleanest water. Add in peelings and continue to low boil for 3 hours. Put lid on pot to prevent water vaporizing away. Remove and let cool. Pour into a glass mason jar and refrigerate. Take 2 tablespoons daily first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. Benefits. Boosts immune system. Helps clear congestion, breathing, colds, flu, aches, pains, bacteria, viruses and more. Adds to overall feeling of wellness. Note. These peelings contain the natural active ingredient of hydroxychloroquine called quinine. If you are using alkaline water, do not boil in a metal pot, as the alkaline molecule is very friendly and metal molecules like to adhere to them. So use a glass pot. Otherwise, use the best clean water available to you and boil in a stainless steel pot. Never use aluminum cookware, as it contaminates by leaching aluminum into the product you are making. You can also purchase quinine supplements here, alternative healing and health.com web link. Who knows the possible damage caused from these experimental COVID vaccines? The UK's MHRA and the US's VAERS bodies do not seem to care who is injured or dies. People have just become statistics. The vaccine manufacturers cannot be used. They have full protection. Protect yourself as best you can by refusing the poison and investigate some of the possible ways to neutralize spike protein damage from COVID vaccines within this article. The last thing you want is to end up with the pro-inflammatory disease, because the spike protein may overturn the body's natural anti-inflammatory response, so take charge of your own health. I do believe that serapeptase could be a helpful tool, as it is a powerful anti-inflammatory agent that is safe to take with any existing medications. Disclaimer, none of these health supplements have FDA approval against possible spike protein damage from the COVID vaccines.